is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To 2006 and the creation of a United Nations enterprise that is now greatly in question, I welcome Tony Bedran of the Research Fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing about the United Nations interim force in Lebanon. This is part of a large description by the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy of international organizations, what's wrong and what can be done. Tony, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The United Nations created UNIFIL following the Israeli-Lebanon war, the Hezbollah-Israeli war of 2006. What was its mission? What is its mission? Good evening to you, Tony.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be with you, John. So UNIFIL actually was created in 1978 after the skirmishes between Israel and Lebanon and the operation that Israel had at the time. But it was greatly revamped in 2006 following the war in that summer between Israel and Hezbollah, which ended with the Security Council Resolution 1701, which greatly expanded UNIFIL's size and altered its mandate to not just monitor the ceasefire after the war ended, but also it mandated to work with the Lebanese government and the Lebanese armed forces to create in its area of operations, which is south of the Litani River all the way to the Blue Line, to create an area free of weapons, except those of the Lebanese government, and an area which would not be used to launch hostile operations against Israel, and obviously, I mean, vice versa, but I mean, from the Lebanese side to stop Hezbollah, basically, although it doesn't name it by name, from launching operations against Israel. And it has some other stuff. It created a maritime task force, which was supposed to help the Lebanese government also prevent weapon shipments by sea to Hezbollah, and to also assist the Lebanese government in implementing relevant preceding Security Council resolutions and the Taif Accords, which is to disarm all militias in Lebanon. Obviously, none of those things that I just listed since 2006 have been fulfilled. The UNIFIL mandate, therefore, I mean, quite demonstrably, has been an abject failure by every measure and every criterion.
You and I have both been to the border between Israel and Lebanon many times. I was there before 2006, after 2006. There is no evidence of any serious condition that suggests that Hezbollah is being restrained. Is it okay for UNIFIL, for Hezbollah members to wander around with their weapons and to taunt people across the Israeli border and make threats? Is that not UNIFIL's business? Is this a police force, a show of force? How does it think of itself, Tony?
Well, that's a great question, because UNIFIL, having not been able to fulfill the mandate, which, let's be clear, it was never going to be able to fulfill its mandate. And there's a very clear reason why. Because its mandate, it's not just that all the troop contributing states are going to be loath to come into a disagreement or a clash with Hezbollah, because Hezbollah very early on in 2007 started attacking the contingents of the Spaniards and the French, the Italians, and so on and so forth throughout the years. So it was very obvious that they can get hit, right? So none of these countries want to face that. But even beyond that, the mandate stipulates that UNIFIL's actions have to all be done in coordination with the Lebanese government. Now, once you've put that condition in, the mission is dead in the water. It has no chance ever of succeeding, because the Lebanese government is either directly controlled by Hezbollah or is itself completely will never be able to actually take action against Hezbollah, lest the whole situation in Lebanon collapses. So by default, the mandate as it stands is predetermined to be a failure. But if you look at what everything else that has happened, in terms of what is the mission of UNIFIL, having realized that it can never really fulfill its mandate, UNIFIL has been in the process of redefining its mission. Even though it's not, you know, put down in a new Security Council resolution, it's redefining it. Now it became, you know, a form of some sort of a relief agency of sorts, another UN relief agency, you know, that helps the southern population of Lebanon, that provides, you know, COVID assistance, that does demining. Now the latest fad, thanks to the, to the really ill-advised initiative that was launched by the Trump State Department in its final months restart maritime border demarcation talks between Israel and Lebanon. UNIFIL has taken advantage of that process to redefine its mission as the completion of the demarcation of the blue line. And of course, that's not its mandate. That has nothing to do with what it was supposed to do in 1701, but it's redefining its role because it cannot do what it was asked to do in 1701, which is to disarm Hezbollah, stop it from launching weapons, and completely create a weapons-free zone.
I've been told that Lebanon should be regarded as a failed state. I've been told that. Mm-hmm. Has the United Nations dealt with that opinion since the 2006 new mission? In other words, asking UNIFIL to conduct sovereign powers in a state that no longer exists is contradictory. Does the United Nations speak of that?
Well, I mean, nobody has declared officially, you know, that they will disregard Lebanon's sovereignty. In fact, that's been one of the problems, that every time in years prior, especially during the Trump administration, when the U.S. tried to amend the mandate to give UNIFIL more autonomy so that it can act without this prior coordination, because let's be clear, the Lebanese armed forces protect Hezbollah. And so whenever, like, I'll give you a good example. When in late 2018, when we saw the cross-border tunnels from Lebanon into Israel, when Israel uncovered cross-border attack tunnels that Hezbollah had dug under the nose of UNIFIL, right? And they destroyed them, but there were a few sites that UNIFIL asked after the fact to inspect. The Lebanese armed forces to this day have prevented them from doing it under the pretext that they're entering private property and they don't have the right to enter private property. So they tried to do some amendments to bypass this previous coordination. The Lebanese always rejected, and the members of the Security Council, and I'm not talking here about the Russians and the Chinese, I'm talking about the French, they rejected. So once that happens, basically you're just stuck with the situation of having to deal with the Lebanese, which is really to say you're at the mercy of Hezbollah.
What can go wrong and why? We've now explicated. So what is to be done? You have recommendations. Veto the mandate. What is that? Does that mean rewrite the mandate or just say this is history, we no longer use it?
Yeah, veto the renewal. So every year, the mandate of UNIFIL is a year long. So it's going to happen now. It's going to start later this month. They're going to start the meetings. And by August, they will vote on it to renew it. And of course, they're going to renew it because the Biden administration wants to renew it. The French want to renew it. Everyone wants to renew it with as is, without touching it, without amending it. You know, so that's going to happen. What we saw, there was a chance in the final months of the Trump administration, in the summer of 2020, when Secretary Pompeo threatened that if the mandate wasn't changed structurally, substantially, that the United States would veto the renewal. And if the United States vetoes the renewal of the mandate, then the mission no longer has a Security Council cover and it dissolves. So, what I advocated at the time, that the United States should indeed veto the mandate. Of course, the Trump State Department ended up backing out of it for a variety of reasons, which one of which we understand understood later in October when they relaunched this disaster, ridiculous decision to launch maritime border demarcation between Israel and Lebanon. And so they needed UNIFIL to stay there because they were using its headquarters to host the meetings, but also because the Lebanese insisted that any maritime border demarcation be coupled with a parallel track of land border demarcation, which is what I noted earlier about UNIFIL redefining its role as demarcating the blue line. So the Trump administration caved also after the explosion at the Beirut port. They just backed away from anything that smacked of pulling away from Lebanon or pulling aid away from Lebanon. But I don't see the Biden administration is not going to do it. So I also recommend that Congress, having seen that this mission is a total failure that doesn't advance U.S. interests in any way and has not prevented Hezbollah from attacking Israel, from gaining all this arsenal of rockets, of precise munitions that they're working with the Iranians, and that the LAF is only complicit in this, especially with the maritime smuggling. They don't do anything about it, certainly not with the land smuggling, that Congress should use its power of the purse to basically defund the administration's ability to fund UNIFIL at the United Nations.
And is that something that France would go along with? I mean, would France not object to the U.S. backing away from its role? Would that not this cause problems with the allies? Quickly, we have a minute. We're going to turn to Gaza.
Oh, yeah, of course the French want us to fund there because that's their enterprise. It gives them, they're the ones with the troops. They're the ones who are drilling or want to do gas drilling in the waters off of Lebanon. They want to invest in the electric sector. The United States taxpayer has no business underwriting French interests.
I agree with you, but France is in a re-election mode for Mr. Macron, and the likelihood of Joe Biden saying no to Emmanuel Macron in election mode, well, we can wait until after the election.
I have no illusions about what the Biden administration is going to do. I'm saying this in terms of Congress, what Congress could do.
Tony Bedran, research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. What is to be done with UNIFIL? To say that it's outlived its mandate is the wrong metaphor. It never complied with its mandate. So we turn now to the larger story of what drives this disorder in the Levant. We're going to speak of the Gaza war most recently concluded. What caused it? What drove it? What's in charge? Tony Bedran, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.